On Christmas, a father hoped to give his young son the best Christmas yet. He decided to buy every game and toy he could possibly imagine and put them all in a room. He left the boy in the room for about an hour and came back to see his son sitting in the corner crying. Father asked, "Son, what is the matter? You have all these toys. Why are you not even playing with them?" To which his son replied, "I don't want to play with all these wonderful toys because I will just break them." Father was very frustrated that he had purchased all these gifts and his son didn't even play with them. So he brought his son into a room full of people and left him in there for about an hour before coming back. Much to his surprise, when he came back, the walls and ceiling were just covered in poop. His son was covered in poop from head to toe and a huge grin on his face. His father said, confused, "I leave you in the room with all those toys and you don't touch a single one, but I left you in a room full of poop and now you're absolutely filthy. What is wrong with you?" The little boy replied with his huge grin, "With all this poop, there must be a pony somewhere." This little boy reminds us what hope looks like. When there is a lot of poop going on in our lives, it is important to take some time to look for the elusive pony. The ancient Jewish people were living in a lot of poop. And when you're living in poop, what helps you to keep on living is hope. And so the people of Israel hoped and prayed and waited and prepared. They were getting ready for the coming of Messiah, which simply translates in Hebrew, an anointed one, or the Christ in Greek, the anointed one of God. They were hoping for a just and holy ruler, a king, who would rescue them from Roman oppression, from poverty, from difficult lives, a leader who would rule with righteousness and fairness and kindness and generosity and provide for them a better life. Someone who would issue in a new era, a new kingdom of God. A holy ruler who would reign with love on earth as God's love reigned in heaven. They hoped and prayed, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We are still It was this Messiah, God's anointed one, that the Hebrew people were hoping for because they were living in desperate times. We are living in these same desperate times. Times of conflict, of climate change, of homelessness, of deep poverty. There are still places of oppression. Imagine the people of Syria hoping for a government like that. Imagine North Korea praying for a ruler like that. Imagine China. Imagine America. We all hope and pray for leaders who are just, equitable, and gracious, who reign with the highest good. We just don't hope for a Messiah. We hope for a whole better world. A world where everyone has a home, where everyone has enough food, where everyone can provide for their families, and no one suffers alone. Like the ancient Jews, all people long and hope for a life of peace and joy and fulfillment. We are no different from every human that has ever lived. Our prayer team prays and hopes right now for a miracle for a beautiful 4-year-old grandson with a terminal brain tumor. our homeless friend Tina, who lived on our doorstep for several months last year, now hopes for a new windshield so she can sleep in her car without freezing to death this winter. People come through our doors for food vouchers because they cannot provide for their families, so they come hoping for enough food. People hope and pray for reconciliation with estranged family members. They hope for a partner that loves and respects them, for a body without pain, for a mind without headaches, for a job that provides for their family, for a life that is less stressful, for a world that is safe, for a future that is friendly, for the hope of seeing a loved one once again who has passed, for a world without conflict and war, for a death that is painless and peaceful. We people live with so many hopes on our hearts. What are the unspoken hopes you carry in your heart? We don't know for sure, but we can surmise from her painful past of 5 husbands and the man who is now gone, and the fact that she went to a well at the hottest time of day when she knew no one else would be there, that this woman of Samaria hoped not just for a Messiah to come, but that she hoped for a kinder, less lonely life. And the day she met Jesus, she experienced that kindness. She knew perhaps for the very first time what it meant to be seen, to be respected, to be valued, be recognized and accepted as a full person of God. God has spoken to her through this stranger. This was the gift of God, this living water bubbling up to eternal life, which Jesus spoke about. This story of Jesus' incredible encounter with the woman of Samaria reminds all of us that we can wait around hoping for a better life, or we can engage with one another now in this life-giving truth and grace with each other and live lives filled with living water. The living water of deep friendship and meaningful connection and understanding and acceptance of one another. Jesus' conversation with the woman at the well demonstrates what it is that truly quenches our deep real, respectful, encouraging, supportive, authentic connection with one another. The woman was not the only one who went to the well that day and found acceptance and understanding. A very tired and discouraged and misunderstood Jesus had also gone to the well that day. And we are told in the scripture that when he went to the well that day, he had just learned that his new movement was growing and that his disciples had baptized more followers than John the Baptist. And because of his movement was growing, he would no doubt expect attention by the Romans. And he knew very well what had just happened to John the Baptist, who had been his teacher, the one who had baptized him. One he had fallen. He had been beheaded by Herod. So Jesus could only imagine what Herod was going to do to him. So both Jesus and the woman of Samaria went to the well that day, misunderstood. And they both spoke their truths to one another about who they were. And their souls thirsty for their need to be their authentic selves were quenched because both had been seen and recognized and valued by each other. When we take the time to really see each other, to really get to know each other, to respect one another's perfection, profound stories, our painful truths. When we can fully accept each other, that is the well of God, and our thirsty souls are quenched. You and I can hope for all the things we hope for, and some of our hopes might find fulfillment, and some but along life's journey, it is important to not just hope, but to act. And if we take the time to truly engage and talk with one another, even someone we have just met, and listen to one another, and share our deepest truths with each other, not only our minds will be fed, but our hearts will be filled up and our thirsty souls will be quenched at the well of God's eyes. Because the reason we come to God in prayer in the first place is because we hope and trust that God knows our every thought and shares our deepest truths. God knows our every sorrow and our every hope, and there we are understood. And not only understood, but accepted and even loved for all that we in all that we are and all that we have yet to become. To be seen and understood and accepted by another, this is our deepest unspoken human hope. This is our salvation. Jesus tells the woman of Samaria that salvation comes from the Jews. The word salvation is not what we have been taught by the church. The word salvation in Hebrew literally translates to develop without hindrance, wide open spaces. To experience the salvation of God is to live without judgment, without labels, without stereotypes, without rules, to be free, to be our authentic selves. And you and I in this community, we can do that. We can offer salvation to one another, full acceptance of one another, warts and all. And I have seen so many of you do this for one another. The healing team listens supportively to the longing and pain of others and lays their hands upon them. The prayer chain listens and prays with mercy for deepest hopes. The Bible study and book study listens to each other's thoughts and stories and shares ideas without judgment. Sisters United and the UCW and the GMO and the men's breakfast group spend time getting to know each other. And the volunteers at the gathering place take the time to sit down and really listen to those who come. And the social justice and outreach team are organizing us to offer a cold weather shelter on Monday nights at Knox to welcome homeless people into our community to be fed and have a warm place to sleep. And to get to know them. I know that many people at Knox have gone out of their way to extend love and acceptance to families and individuals in need, all those who have entered here. And if once in a while we have let one another down, which we do, and we will, because none of us are God and cannot read one another's minds and hearts, then we can begin again and listen and seek to understand each other better. Ubuntu is a Zulu term from South Africa, meaning humanity. It is often translated, I am, because we are. But it is often used in a more philosophical sense to mean humanity towards others. The belief in a universal bond of sharing that connects all humanity. Jesus and the woman of Samaria found Ubuntu. They ignore the differences between one another. They ignore their gender. They ignore the stereotypes and rules. So they leave knowing that they have encountered the Spirit of the living God, not just in the temple in Jerusalem or on the mountain, but at Jacob's well. for they found the Spirit of God, the living water, in each other. And so both leave the well with their spirits filled. This is the living water that satisfies every human longing. On Thursday, I didn't have a very good day. I was feeling very discouraged. But then I went and visited a couple that are new to the church. And we had a wonderful, rich conversation. And they shared with me a song that they said reminded them of what they believed Knox was and could be. And I would like to share this song with you now. And it's not, because it's not only their hope for Knox, but mine. And I think your hope for our community of faith also.
Find at this table the living water.
water. The Spirit of God, that Jesus and the woman found in each other, may we find who you took. I am because you are. And may the good people of Knox live this psalm not only at this table, but wherever we are. May it be so.